NTD News, I'm Ben Thomas. On this New Year's Eve, Panama's been celebrating the 25th anniversary of the U.S. handover of the Panama Canal, which President-elect Trump's now threatened to take back. Sagar Magani has a report.
Panamanian President Jose Raul Mulino calls it a mix of happiness and sadness.
Que nos invade por la muerte del presidente Jimmy Carter.
With the anniversary coming 2 days after the death of Jimmy Carter, who negotiated the 1999 handover deal. Trump calls it a foolish deal, blasting the higher fees Panama's imposed to use the canal. If that doesn't change before he takes office in 3 weeks.
We will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America.
Mulino did not directly refer to that, but
en nuestras manos se va a quedar para siempre.
Said, rest assured, the canal will stay in Panama's hands forever. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Much of Puerto Rico has been hit by a blackout, more than 1.3 million affected. Officials say it could take 2 days to restore power. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on two groups linked to Russian and Iranian disinformation campaigns that targeted this year's elections. Treasury officials say they sought to spread false claims designed to stoke political tension and undermine the candidates. Both countries reject the accusations. New York City police have identified the woman burned to death on the subway earlier this month, a 57-year-old from New Jersey who'd been briefly in a city homeless shelter. And Sesutel reports stocks closed lower on the day, but turned in a record-setting year.
The S&P 500 racked up a gain of 23.3% for the year. That's the second straight year with gains of more than 20%, something that last happened in 1998. Big tech stocks led this year's rally, pushing the Nasdaq Composite to a yearly gain of 28.6%. The Dow, far less weighted with tech, rose 12.9% for the year.
This is AP News. ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special is getting underway. Margie Zaraletta on what you can expect.
Carrie Underwood will perform a medley of her hits just before midnight in New York's Times Square as part of ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special. Other performers include Megan Maroney, Lenny Kravitz, Teddy Swims, Tinashe, Cody Johnson, and Thomas Rhett. Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora return as hosts. Seacrest says the crowds in Times Square are calm as they gather. Then the show starts.
They're pretty chill about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of them sit down on their blankets and they take a little bit of a break off their feet. Then you can feel it all amp up.
It's just electric. Everyone is just so excited.
Once we're getting into 8, 9, 10 o'clock, the excitement's crazy.
Everyone is just so happy to be there. I just feel like it's just chaos, but at the same time, it's just amazing.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.